Oh boy, here we are on another episode of Pocket Macro Talks, the enthusiastic talk series where I talk enthusiastically about a subject. I got this from a book, Grow Rich with Peace of Mind by Napoleon Hill. In it, he recommends reading something aloud or talking about a subject enthusiastically for 10 minutes a day to build the habit of talking enthusiastically. It's fun. It's been a process that I've been trying, and I recommend that you do as well if you're wanting to talk more enthusiastically. It takes time. I'm going back and forth and seeing the progression over the years, and it's pretty exciting. So you can record yourself every day so you can go back and be like, oh, wow, I do hear a difference. Anyway, this episode is coming from today's extremely cold weather. I want to talk enthusiastically about winter. I have a little blog open to help me out because it's funny. I just randomly thought about this because why not? Winter is fun. However, I would much prefer staying somewhere like Florida. I've been there multiple times. I do think if I moved there and stayed there, I would actually miss the weather. First and foremost, the number one reason is freezing bubbles. It's funny. I could pull it off with a freezer, you know, maybe go find someone who has like a giant meat freezer and, you know, maybe like a locker would let me go in there and blow bubbles. Probably not. I don't know. You'd have to make some pretty good connections to pull that off. So that is one nice thing about the winter is the ability to go outside when it's super cold and experience the magic of something freezing right before your eyes. It's pretty fun. I like doing it. It's the most popular content I've ever created, and it's fun. It's beautiful. Like everyone's different, just like a snowflake. That's another thing from freezing bubbles. Snow is really beautiful. It is a pretty sight to see, and it on the landscape, like outside, it transforms the land into something beautiful, because there's this weird area which I've seen way more of it than I care to this winter, because there hasn't been much snow and I've really missed the snow. So it's like, we got a little bit of snow. We're getting some snow right now, which is exciting. It just makes everything pretty, you know, just white everywhere. And then pair that with a beautiful blue cloudy sky, and you can get some stunning landscape photos. Empty field will look with rolling hills will look gorgeous with snow on it and a cloudy blue sky. Awesome. Like, always looks good. And you can't get that if you live in a place without winter. So yay winter. Like, the snow is beautiful. It just changes the scenery. It coats the trees, and it looks fun. It's fun. It's a pretty, pretty view. I love how snow makes the land look. And the part I don't like looking at as much is after all the leaves fall off the trees and all the grass is brown. So it's like fall colors are beautiful. It's the shortest moment for like enjoying the change of a season is fall. Like, that is just so brief. So you got to really catch it. And then that just brown area, it's like, but snow with the winter, that is gorgeous. Looks beautiful. And on this little blog I'm looking at, it's the 26 things that make winter the best season of all. This is published in December 22nd, 2015 by Natalie Schwab. And number one is snow angels. He says there's nothing quite like leaving your mark in untouched snow. That's funny. I loved making these as a kid. As an adult, I've done it a few times. not my go-to, but it is fun that you can lay down and just The process is more fun than what it looks like, I think, is just laying there and then flapping your arms and legs. It's fun. I think that'd be a fun video, is recording a bunch of people flop down in the snow, flailing their arms and legs, making little snow angels. So that's a fun one. Number two, cozy fires. Everyone knows the best part about being cold is warming up. And what better place to do that next than a crackling fire? That's cool. I do like fire in the winter. It's fun. We will make them outside too if there's no wind. It's a great experience because you don't have to worry about a bad fire spreading with snow everywhere. So it's a safe time to burn fire, and it's fun. It's really fun outside with freezing cold, and then you get this roaring fire going and the crackling heat, and it just feels awesome. And then you leave the fire and it's super cold. What else you got? Number three, warm socks. You can't make it through winter without a pair of thick, fluffy socks. Hey, I got winter socks on myself. I have these toe socks. If you've ever seen my feet at any of my posts, I'm usually wearing those toe shoes with where you have a little toe for each, or your little toe in the shoe for each toe on your foot. And to keep warm, I have thick toe socks, and they go nice with the toe shoes. They're not my preferred shoe in the winter. I will wear them when it's above zero, 10, maybe 10 to 10 plus, I'll wear the toe shoes. If it's below that, I'll wear regular shoes because your little toesies get really cold with that. Oh, it's fun. What else? What else does Natalie have? I like the list because it's giving me someone else's perspective. For me, it's really the beauty of the snow and freezing. That's it. And then a break for nature to kind of rest and get ready for spring. Those are my high levels about winter. So to get to the nitty gritty, I like checking out what other people are thinking about. So here we go. At number four, hot cocoa. That's a good one. I like a hot cocoa. The melted marshmallows in there. That's pretty fun. Number five, holiday lights. Oh, I love holiday lights. Christmas is fun. I strung quite a few lights up this year. We have solar lights all over the place. I really enjoy them because you're getting, free lights thanks to the power of the sun, and you can just set them up and leave them. You got to be careful where you put them. I have a bunch close to trees, and I've learned, thanks to all the wind we've been having, that it whips the branches around, and it's been knocking my little solar charge panel down. So it's like I always have to check on them to make sure that didn't fall down to because it's like all the lights but one string will be out. I'm like, oh no, I gotta fix that. Oh, so lights are fun. They're pretty, and they work great in the background for photos because you get that nice, if you have a wide aperture, you could get some pretty lovely bokeh, the little glowy light background, which is fun. So put little lights all over the place, and they'll pop up in the back of your pictures in the night, and they look amazing. Number six, we have sledding. Flying down on a piece of plastic? Signs of. That's fun. I haven't went sledding for a long time, but it is fun. I have many, many fond childhood memories of flying around on sleds. We also at one point had, it's like people, this was before everyone had ATVs and four wheelers. It's like we'd get pulled around. We'd grab a rope behind a pickup truck and go really fast down the road on the sled. So kind of like jet skiing on snow with a pickup instead of a boat. Super fun. Winter Brews, a brown ale with rich chocolatey notes. I recall the good old days. A good Fireball whiskey was my favorite in the winter. Nowadays, it's hot cocoa. I don't drink the alcohol anymore. So moving on to number 8, we got Christmas carols. That's fun. Not a popular thing in my area, but it is fun hearing all a group of people sing lovely songs together. We got digital Christmas carols nowadays, and you can see them on the TikTok and the YouTubes. Oh, homemade soup and chili. She lists homemade soup, but I think it's chili. We have chili all the time in the winter, and that nice warm spicy chili, and even homemade soup, chicken noodle soup, it's all good. It's a warm bowl of soup in your hands with after coming in from the cold is really fun. Let's see, number 10, the smell of pine. I get that with the Christmas trees. However, you can enjoy the smell of pine year round. They always smell good. And you should plant a pine tree next to your house so it can grow up and you can go smell it whenever you want the smell of pine tree. Number 11, cozy winter fashion. Yeah, winter fashion has much more variety than the summer. Scarves, big coats, and are her personal favorites. I do like a good scarf. I haven't worn one for a long time. I do like that. I love long johns, the Under Armour or whatever, the warm underwear. That's fun. I've worn it all the time, all winter. It's nice. Then, it keeps your body warm and you don't have to worry about too much as far as like exterior clothing. I can wear the long johns under normal pants and be nice and cozy. I do like Wim Hof. I'm not as extreme as he is. All I do is I take a cold shower every morning. I don't go jump in the water outside like a lot of people. I've been seeing more of that on TikTok over the course of the winter. People take a hammer out and just like crack open the ice on like a tub of water, like a tank of water they have just sitting in their backyard, and then they hop in. It's like, whoa. One day I'll get there. For now, I just stick with the cold shower. So let's move on. I'm getting off topic. Number 12, holiday movie reruns. That's fun. Yep. A Christmas Vacation, A Christmas Story, Love Actually are good classics. Yeah, I do like a good Christmas movie. Oscar, 13 Oscar nomination releases. I don't pay attention to that, so I'll move on. Eggnog? I've never had eggnog. Honestly, never had it. So maybe that's something I should try. I've looked at the cartons and just like the amount of calories in a cup of that. Just stay away. But I was going to try everything, so I'll put that on my list of things to try. 15, we got snow days. It's fun. Depending on where you live, you can have those as an adult where you work. I remember in Seattle, snow is exceptionally rare there. And if there is like more than a quarter of an inch, businesses will shut down because they don't want people driving. And I guess with that might not be as common with the increase in remote work. You could still work remote regardless of the weather. However, there's still opportunities there where you could get some snow days. And let's see, 16, handmade cards. Those are fun. It's nice to hear from friends and family that you don't see all the time. And handmade cards are so personal. Yeah, it's a good thing to do. Little arts and crafts in the winter. 17, we got snowboarding and skiing. Also fun. Another thing I haven't done in a while, I have snowboarded before. And my experience was pretty comical. I basically would go 10-15 feet, fall on my butt, 10-15 feet, fall on my butt. this is getting too fast, too soon. Still a novice, but it is fun. It is enjoyable. My favorite thing is the lodge at the end of the the ski trail. So it's like get cold and then go sit by the fire in the lodge is my preferred thing when skiing or snowboarding. See, number 18, cuddling. Everyone needs a good cuddle buddy when winter comes knocking. She has a picture of two cats cuddle. Oh, it's so cute. And then 19, homemade sugar cookies. That is a fun one. My mom makes amazing sugar cookies, and we do have fun decorating them. I've also 3D printed quite a few different cookie cutters, and those are really fun because you can get a ton of detail on your cookies. I even made like a little Olaf one, which is fun because I like Olaf. He's a cool little snowman. Number 20, ugly sweater parties. Those are exciting. I've never participated in, but I do enjoy watching this. That's a fun trend that I don't know when it picked up, but it's hilarious seeing all the different sweaters that people come up with to make them extra ugly. Yeah. 21, we got presents. It's fun giving, receiving, and wrapping them is exciting. I enjoy giving presents, and I do like wrapping them. It is pretty fun. Number 22, ice skating. Something, again, I haven't tried. I did rollerblade in the past, which is fun. So ice skating, can't do that down in, well, you can. Like I've in Seattle, again, they do all sorts of fun stuff there. In the wintertime in Seattle, they set up a portable like ice rink. It's crazy. So it's just like this big dome tent thing, and they fill it with water, and then they just pump all this cold air into it. So it's just like a contained ice skating rink, and it's pretty amazing. So it does exist, even if you don't have true winter. Let's see, 23, snowball fights. Those are fun. They can get pretty crazy if you get competitive and start going for the hard packed snow. There can be some injuries and bruising with that, but a nice, fun, playful snowball fight is good. Get out in the snow, soft snow. 24, vacation, holidays, time off work, chances to get away. True. Me personally, I've always preferred driving down to Florida. So, getting away from the winter. It's like a little winter is good. Too much is too much. Dogs and cats and sweaters at number 25. It's fun seeing that. People dress up their pets. I think the funniest thing I've seen is a pug in a sweater. And 26, we have fresh citrus. I love picking fresh oranges from my mom's tree and making my own juice. That's crazy. Well, that's doesn't seem winter, but they must live in Florida. I don't know, to get fresh citrus. In Nebraska, there's a few towns that have geothermal greenhouses, which are pretty cool. They dig down, you know, six to 8 feet into the ground. And then I don't know the full details. I've looked at them a bit because I think it's an amazing idea. Anyway, they get air to circulate underground to, you know, like if you go down a certain depth, the temperature is above freezing. And so you basically get free heating based on just how the Earth ground temperature works, and you can, without spending tons of money on heating costs or whatnot, you can have a greenhouse for that persists through the winter and it doesn't break your bank. Because if you tried to heat propane electricity, it's going to cost you quite a bit of money. Just our little greenhouse with the chickens is crazy. Our electric bill is almost $300 a month, and our propane is up there quite a bit. And anyway, the geothermal is cool. They have one, I forget what town it is, but it's called Citrus in the Snow is what they named it. And they have orange trees in their geothermal greenhouse. So they do have the fresh citrus thanks to their lovely geothermal greenhouse. They're able to you know, keep the tree happy all year long. And that's what citruses need. That's why they're plentiful down in Florida and in California. Anyway, there's the 26 things from Natalie Schwab in addition to my little inputs, as well as what I think. You know, really, it's the snow is the biggest thing. From my different photos, the snowflake photos get a lot of comments, and I get a lot of feedback from individuals living in Australia. They're like, wow, I've never seen snow before. And it's like, oh, that's crazy to think that, you know, people based on where they live have never seen snow, which is fun. So it is something I take for granted. And, you know, just like the grass is always greener, a lot of people living in winter prefer to be somewhere warm. And then a lot of people who've never seen the snow were like, you know, that would be cool. However, you know, you throw the temperatures out there and a lot still are like, I'm glad you shared your pictures so I can enjoy it without having to deal with the cold. It's exciting. And the Wim Hof, like, he is someone to check out. The Iceman, he is amazing. He climbed Mount Everest wearing shorts and flip-flops. He has just trained his body to generate heat from within, and it's crazy. So he's basically shown that through mental strength alone, you can maintain your body temperature regardless of what your external conditions are. It's so crazy, and it's very fascinating to look at him and see what he's doing. And it's just amazing. I'll get there at some point. I just do my cold showers, and at some point I'll do more when I want to go to the next level. It's fascinating. The health benefits alone are crazy. Just the cold shower every morning reduces anxiety, and it helps you kind of act faster. You know, it removes hesitation. It's interesting because the cold shower, I take my hot shower and then it just boop, turn the hot off, and then it's cold, and I don't like tease it or anything or get warmed up to it. It's just like I embrace it and go with it, and that's the whole point. So it makes you mentally stronger because, you know, it's just like the cold. Like a cold shower, it's not actually hurting you. It's just all your senses are overloaded with the coldness and the fear of whatnot, and your body has a negative reaction to it or a positive. Like the more you do it, it's like, oh, well, it's a good way to wake up in the morning, and it really gets me going, and it's exciting. So another fun thing. Anyway, that's all for this episode. That's my enthusiastic talk about the winter. And thanks to Natalie Schwab's little blog for reference for more fun content and things I didn't really think about. Whee!